So in buying, in buying, and then when you start separating, you have some left over. I'm taking y'all somewhere. And so I brought that to my office, telling off on my grands. And and so, you know, the peppermint got pushed down the list. Now it's the Tic Tac. I stopped buying them. Now it's the chocolate. And the other stuff. I don't know what all stuff we got in that chocolate. Let's say Snicker. What else? Milky Way, Snicker. Different kind of chocolate candy. I'm telling y'all this so y'all can see. When you get God on the inside of you, you know, you're not tempted. And you got all this chocolate there. And I'm a chocolate eater. Used to be. Somebody say, look like you're still doing it. Well, I do eat occasionally. But I'm under control. I eat chocolate, but I don't let it control me like I used to, like it used to. So grandkids come in, they think they own Papa office, but every now and then I have to take control. They come in, they get, so I got this last little grandkid. Y'all know what his name is? Anybody know his name? You ever heard of him before? Got this last little grandkid. And he thinks he owns me. And I'm just kind of telling some family stuff here. We're getting to where we're going. And somehow he picked up his daddy habit. And when he was growing up, Jeff was growing up, we called him string bean. You have to trick him into eating. I can see his mama now. Here it comes, Jeff. Here it comes. Oh, get ready. Oh. That trick him to eat. And so we call him String Bean. And here comes little Jeffrey Jr. That little scout came, he wouldn't eat. So I don't know how he jumps around and cut up like he did, especially when back in those days. So Papa knew he needed some kind of supplement. You understand? Because he wasn't eating. He just didn't eat trick him into eating, get him to eat a little here, this and that. But it's real good food. What did he tell you about that banana? It's too cold. So Papa started buying him milk, this energy milk, whatever. You know, he still got me buying that milk. So here's where I'm going. I got a little dish on my desk with the candy in it. He got so smart, you know. If it's not what he wants, I'm telling everything. If it's not what he wants in the dish, you know what he does? He go around there and draw and get what he wants out of it. So, you know why he does that? Y'all better hear me. He knows his papa loves him. He knows he can get anything he wants from his papa. But God is trying to tell you, I want you full of me because I love you. There's nothing I got I won't give you. There's nothing I have that I won't let you have. You know why we've been going without it? We didn't think he'd do it. So we went out on our own and tried to get these things and got in trouble. We required some stuff that's been causing a problem ever since. But the Lord said, I want you free today. Did y'all hear what I said? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this. When you are filled with the fullness of God, we recognize that everything we need or want are in God. See, when you get to know God, you get to know your Father God, you will recognize everything I need is in Him. So why in the world would I be out there wasting my time doing stuff that had no value to it, causing me extra pain and suffering, spending extra money, wasting time, wasting energy, getting all messed up when He has everything I need? His love through grace has made everything complete for us. His love through grace has done what? Did y'all hear that? Are y'all hearing what the Lord is saying? His love through grace has made everything complete for us. And we have access to all that God has provided to us through Jesus Christ. And we are joint heirs with Him. So this is what Jeremiah said we could do. Jeremiah 9:24. It's amplified. But let one who boasts in this. Jeremiah 9:24. It's amplified. But let one who boasts in this. That he understands and know me. This is what God said. When you boast, you boast that, Jimmy, you boast, I understand God and I know Him. You can boast, I understand my Father. I know Him. I know Him. So, now watch this. I understand and I know Him. I know that He knows me. And acknowledges me and honors me as God. Do you acknowledge Him and honor Him as God? Or you just go through your day doing what you want to do? Look what God said. When my people do this, look what happened. Watch this. When I finish this scripture, I'm just not going to get near about where I thought I was going. But listen to this, because this is where I close. Understand and acknowledge me. Understand and knows me, rather. And acknowledge me and knows me as God. Knows me and honor me as God. And recognize without any doubt that I am God who practice. What do you practice, Lord? Loving kindness. Justice. What else do you practice, Lord? Righteousness. Where do you do it, Lord? On earth. For who you do it for? In these things I delight, says the Lord. This is what God delight in doing. I can't see nowhere. He said, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take from you. I'm going to let you live in poverty. I'm going to make you sick. I'm going to do it. I can't find that in there. You see why you want to be filled with the fullness of God? Because this is what He practiced. This is what He does. No good thing. I read the other week.